我们今天要进入第三章。
Today we will go into chapter 3.
第三章继续在谈到这个保罗传道的好榜样。
Chapter 3 continues to talk about Paul's good example in his ministry.
因为自己没有办法去，后来派提摩太去，然后提摩太报好消息。
Because he could not go himself, he sent Timothy, and Timothy brought back good news.
那他们就觉得很喜乐，因为他们在信心跟爱心上面呢都非常的好。
So Paul was overjoyed because the members has grown in love and faith.
那在第三章后面又提到这个保罗啊，很希望能够再跟他见面，能够让他们爱心可以继续来增长。
In the end of chapter 3 talks about how Paul continues to long to see them so that they may increase and abound in love.
好，那我们来看来读三章的一节二节。
Let's read chapter 3 verses 1 and 2.
三章一节二节，苏珊娜琳，请你读。苏珊娜琳，你的你有麦克风吗？好像没看到你有麦克风。
我们既不能再忍，就愿意独自等到雅典，等在雅典打发我们的兄弟在基督福音上做神指示的提摩太前去，兼顾你们，并在你们所信的道上劝慰你们。
阿们。好，所以我们看到很想见面，那也不晓得他们在逼迫当中传的一个教会信仰如何啊，很急啊，那自己又被追杀不能去。
Paul was very anxious to see the members because it was a church that was built in affliction, but he himself was being pursued.
那这个雅典跟帖撒罗尼迦小弟第一堂课讲过，这个搭火车可以到，当然古代没有火车啦，这个就是在更南部的地方，雅典是在更南部的地方。
I mentioned in the beginning that you could take a train ride from Athens to Thessalonica. And of course, at that time, there's no train, but the distance is not too far.
那所以他们等在雅典，就差遣提摩太过去帖撒罗尼迦。
So Paul was left behind in Athens while he sent Timothy forward to Thessalonica.
那如果你们有机会去雅典，可以联络我们，因为雅典现在有聚会点，大概有每次领圣餐大约有十几二十个一起领圣餐，我们在那里有一些大陆的同龄在这个地方做生意。
If you ever have a chance to visit Athens, make sure you contact the church. We actually have about 10 to 20 members who gather there regularly.
那打发提摩太去的就是要兼顾他们在他们所信的道上能够被劝勉。
The reason why he sent Timothy is to build up their faith, to establish their faith.
我上一次提过这个夏威夷最早期的那个 TJM 因为早期我们真耶稣教会翻成英文就是翻成 TJM True Jesus Mission， 后来变了教义是因为没有人去兼顾他们的信心啊。
Last time I mentioned that the original church in Hawaii called Teach True Jesus Mission had deviated from the truth because they lack people to go and build them up.
那在近代我们也注意到一个事实，就是说如果有一个传道人长久没有跟其他传道人团契，然后他一直周遭都是外教会的影响，有时候这个传道人最后也会变质。
And in recent days, we discovered that even our own pastors, if they do not fellowship with other co-workers, their truth may be deviated.
所以现在我们美国教会有这个 Ministers Workshop, 就是希望工人有团契， 有问题可以彼此探讨，共同维护共信之道。
And now our church has ministers workshop, and the purpose for the ordained minister to also fellowship with one another, to ask each other questions, and to build up each other's faith.
所以在古代，尤其没有这个网络哈，又没有人来跟他们分享神的话，真的很容易受其他外来因素的影响。
In the past, they did not have the internet, and they did not have visiting pastors to encourage them. So it's easy for them to be influenced by others.
所以保罗就送提摩太过去了。
This is the reason why Paul sent Timothy to them.
我看你们有功课，你查一下那个第二节的第一个字，打发，打发我们兄弟，在基督福音上。这个打发这个字，你们查一查rhema好不好？
One of your homework assignments to discuss, to look into verse 2, the word send.
那没有关系，我你们那个差遣这个字很重要，是保罗差遣。我让你们做功课是让你们去圣经上查这个差遣哦，其实是一个很重要的观念。
The word send, the concept send is very important in the Bible.
我们来看约翰福音十三章
Let's turn to John.
十三章二十节
，John chapter 13 verse 20。
十三章二十节
，chapter 13 verse 20。
周娟在吗？周娟，请你读。
是哪一本书？十三章。
约翰福音十三章二十节。
约翰福音十三章二十节。奉主耶稣圣名读圣经，我实实在在地告诉你们，有人接待我所差遣的，就是接待我；接待我，就是接待那差遣我的。
好，我们都知道主耶稣也被差遣哈。
We know that our Lord Jesus Himself was sent.
那主耶稣也差遣门徒。
And he also sent his disciples.
所以如果没有受差遣，自己出去。就是用自己的名在工作，不是主耶稣。即使你用主耶稣的名呢，那因为主耶稣没有差遣你啊。我觉得这个是自己私下的行为了。
So if somebody goes out to preach without being sent, then he's doing this on his own.
那所以主耶稣谈到说，对门徒说，父怎么差遣我，我也照样差遣你们。
This is why the Lord Jesus said, as the Father sends me, so I send you.
所以今天对主耶稣说完这句话就给他们吹口气哈，这个就是谈到他们要得圣灵啊，那有圣灵被差遣就可以出去工作。
So after Jesus said this to the disciples, he breathed on them, and that means for them to receive the Holy Spirit so they could begin to work.
那你们都听过现在上海一群起初的分子，他们自己跑到非洲去啊，用我们的名字啊，那呀，那其实在网络上也常常送到你们的群里面去啊，谈一大堆见证，希望大家可以资助他们啊，在非洲的工作。
You probably have heard that there's a group of people from Shanghai who went to Africa.In our name, to preach, and you may have received their solicitation for support.
Because they were not sent, they went privately. And some of their principles are not the same.
They were actually not sent by the church. They went privately, and they have some different ideology from us.
For example, they gathered all the workers of our community.
For example, they gather all the workers that we have already excommunicated.
继续来用他们哈。
And to continue to work with these workers.
比如说他们新受洗的就可以执行圣礼。
For example, their newly baptized members could officiate sacraments.
他们也凭藉为什么我们要上慕道班，这个不是信就可以受洗吗？
The question, why do we have truth-seeking class? They believe that if you believe in the gospel, then you could be baptized.
但是圣经上跟我们说，没有听 怎么信呢？
The Bible tells us, how can you believe without hearing?
所以你那个听的过程啊，你十大信条基本教义没有听，你就给他们，就是说你只要相信耶稣，其他都没有听得很清楚，那你这么匆忙受洗，我觉得这是非常不负责任的行为。
I feel that it is rather irresponsible for them to baptize somebody if they've only believed but have not heard about the basic doctrines.
那没有受教会的差遣自己去，真的带给我们极大的困扰。
They have actually brought a lot of troubles for us because they went there without being sent by the church.
所以保罗啊，他有一个宣道团呢，哈。
Paul has a group of ministers, evangelists.
在使徒行传可以看得出来，他宣道团里面有多少人，有几个人。
On the book of Acts, we could actually find out how many people is in this group.
那保罗就能够差派工人出去做圣工。
And therefore, Paul was able to send different workers to go out to work for the ministry.
好，那我们再来看这个。是免得他们在受患难当中啊，信仰失去了，对不对？
So Paul was worried that their faith may be lost in the midst of affliction.
那第三章就谈到这个患难的几个特色了。
Chapter 3 talks about some characteristics of afflictions.
我们来读第三章的第三节。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 3.
三章三节。Patrick 张，请你读三章三节，帖撒罗尼迦前书。
帖撒罗尼迦前书三章三节是谁？
对。
OK， 好。Sorry， 帖撒罗尼迦前书三章三节。免得有人被诸般患难摇动，因为你们自己知道，我们受患难原是命定的。
那这里这一节总共有三个观念有关患难，第一个就是诸般患难。
There are three principles here about affliction. First is that there are many afflictions.
那第二个就是患难会动摇信仰。
Secondly is that it can move faith.
那第三个我们看到患难其实对我们来说是命定的。
Thirdly, that we are actually destined for affliction.
其实亚当夏娃犯罪之后，咒诅就临到地，也临到人。
Ever since Adam and Eve sinned, a curse came upon earth and it came upon man.
男人有男人的咒诅，女人有女人的咒诅，蛇有蛇的咒诅，动物有动物的叹息。
Both the men and the women, the serpent and the animals were all cursed by their own rights.
这个叹息就是因为环境太不好了。Sigh.
And they sigh because their environment were terrible.
所以有人说为什么如果神是慈爱的世界充满这么多患难呢？
Some people question if God is all loving, why are there so many afflictions in the world?
因为罪从一人进入世界，魔鬼就在世界作王，魔鬼作王的地方哪里会没有患难呢？
Sin has entered the world through one man, and the devil became the king of the world. And where the devil is, of course, there is affliction.
所以我们活在人间啊，必遇患难，如同火星辉腾啊。
So as we live in this world, it's inevitable that we come across afflictions.
那我们来思想约瑟有几种患难。
Let's think about Joseph's afflictions.
那首先我们看到他被家人卖了，这个是最深的痛，对不对？
First, one of the things that cuts him the deepest is that he was betrayed by his own family.
这是内心深处最大的一个伤疤。
This is probably one of the most hurtful things in his heart.
再来到一个新的国家做奴隶。
Then he became a servant or a slave in a new country.
我们这个时代很多人漂洋过海到他乡，结果我们做的常常是很辛苦的工作。
Many of us are immigrants, and we live a very hard life in a foreign country.
这个也是一种苦啊。
This is a type of affliction.
那他本来从一个非常受爱的，娇子，只有可以穿彩衣的， 这个父的独交就是可以说所爱的娇生惯养的儿子到最后成为卑下的奴隶这个是落差很大的。
Joseph went from being beloved by his father with a colorful coat to a slave in a foreign land.
那听神的命令拒绝诱惑又被陷害。
Even though he obeyed God's commandment to resist against temptation, he was falsely accused.
所以真的，如果你考虑他的一生人有诸般的患难。
So if you look at Joseph's example, you can see that man's life indeed is filled with many, many afflictions.
那这个我们患难当中真的有可也可以造就我们的信仰，也可以这个摧毁我们的信仰。
Now afflictions could build up our faith, it could also destroy our faith.
历代志下二十八章二十二节谈到一个王叫做亚哈斯啊。
Second Chronicles talks about a king named Ahaz.
他在极难的时候越发得罪神。
When he was in trouble, he actually sinned against God even more.
有的人呢，患难逼他亲近耶稣。
For some people, when they encounter afflictions, they draw closer to Jesus.
有人患难当中呢，觉得耶稣没有保佑我信他做什么？
For others, when they encounter affliction, they feel that Jesus didn't fail to protect them.
在小弟的传道生涯当中遇到一个，现在不晓得可不可以叫弟兄呢？他后来离开教会就是我守安息日，我家遭小偷。那如果神这么伟大，为什么我守安息日的时候让我家来遭小偷呢？
I know of a brother who eventually left the church because his house was robbed or broken into while he was observing the Sabbath.
他很难理解
He could not understand why.
其实有时候神真的借着患难来考验我们呢，看你的心如何。
But sometimes God will test us and test our hearts through afflictions.
可是耶伯说，我们从神得祝福，也不从神受患难吗？
Job says that we receive blessing from God, should we also not receive afflictions from him?
所以诸般的患难有的时候真的会动摇一些人的信心呢。
So indeed, sometimes afflictions can move some people's faith.
但是保罗又说，其实我们受患难原是命定的。
But yet Paul says that we are actually destined to be afflicted.
我们再读第四节哈 ，Amy 六。
Let's read verse 4.
Amy 六是不是昨天读过了？书卷，看书卷不用，对不起啊，我在找人，Lynn 林卷，不晓得是哪一位 ，Lynn 林卷
，OK 是我，
请你读第三章第四节，
第三章第四节，我们在你们那里的时候，预先告诉你们，我们必受患难，以后果然应验了，你们也知道。
所以弟兄姐妹，我现在跟你说跟您说您说患难是命定的，不晓得你同不同意。其实不是我说的，是保罗说的。
My brothers and sisters, I don't know if you agree with me, but I'm saying that we are destined, you are destined to be afflicted. This is something that Paul said.
其实真的，我们耶稣没有说你们在世上没有苦难呢。耶稣说你们在世上有苦难。但是在我里面有平安，所以在苦难当中，我们要躲到耶稣的怀抱里面去啊。
Jesus never promised that we will be free from trouble, but rather he said, "In times of trouble, you could come to me, and you shall find peace."
所以保罗事先跟他们讲，你们会受患难哦。然后现在写信就说，哦，你看，我早就跟你们说过了，对不对？
So Paul said, "I had already forewarned you about this suffering and affliction, and now it has come to pass."
我刚刚讲其实因为罪的关系无论信不信的人都一样会受患难这个 pandemic 不只是临到我们也不只是临到不信的人身上也临到我们身上
Earlier we mentioned that the reason behind these afflictions is because of sin in the world So whether you believe in Jesus or not Like the pandemic, it comes to everybody
所以在传道书里面传道义人不义的人献祭不献祭的人洁净不洁净的人，好人不好的人，他们所遭遇的是一样的。这个是指着患难的，也指着死亡的。
So in the Ecclesiastes, it says that whether you're good or bad, righteous or evil, you offer sacrifice or not, you will encounter afflictions. And he also refers to death.
Yeah. 那可是我们基督徒对患难又有不同的看法。
But as Christians, we have a different perspective.
不但是命定的，可是诗篇跟我们讲哈，我原来我们受苦是与我们有益啊。因为要使我们学习你的烈力啊，这诗篇的119篇71节啊。
In Psalm number 119, verse 71 says that it is good for us to be afflicted so we may learn his laws.
在没有受苦之前呢，我走迷了路啊。
Before we suffered, we were lost.
我就注意到，我们讲道理有时候看到台下去，你知道哪一种人特别认真听到吗？
You know, sometimes as a preacher, we look down to the audience. Do you know who's paying the most close attention?
就是正在经历患难的人，那眼睛睁得大大的，他来就是想要知道神要给我什么信息，我怎么样可以离开这个患难。
Usually are those who are suffering at the time because they're here to try to understand God's will and how they could get out of the suffering.
所以你受苦的时候，你越认真想要知道神到底是什么意思啊。
So、
所以你会认真去学他的历练啊，学他的道理啊。
Whenever you're suffering, you want to understand God's will. Therefore, you'll take the extra effort to study His words.
那圣经跟我们讲说，如果我们受苦，当然是为义了哈，不是因为自己的那个哈。如果因为我们自己犯罪受苦，那没有话讲啊。这个也不用太说，这个本来就会啊、就是这样嘛。我们重视什么，收也是什么，对不对？
Because we reap what we sow. If we suffer because we've done something wrong, then there's no need to discuss further.
但是我觉得，如果说我们在世上犯罪受苦哈，现在主耶稣给我们吃一点苦，打打你一下，总比将来审判再打你好一点吧。
But if we suffer because Jesus and the Lord wants to train us, that is much better to suffer now than to be punished in the future.
可是呢，如果我们平白无故受苦哈，神允许的，那圣经上讲说呢，其实我们可以跟罪断绝。彼得前书四章一节有这个观念，你受苦就你会悔改啊，那你也没有机会犯罪啊，也不能犯罪啊，因为你在苦难当中，你也没有心情犯罪啊。
But often when we're suffering, we actually separate ourselves from sin because we're repenting and we're suffering so much, we have no time to go sin.
那我们就以罪断绝了。
And therefore, we'll be separated from sin.
那圣经上讲说，我们要将这样的心智当作兵器啊，就是有时候你要学会为主耶稣受一点苦了，用这样的心智当作兵器了，立志吃一点苦了。
The Bible encourages to arm ourselves with this type of mentality to be ready in our heart to suffer for the Lord.
所以我们还有更超越的，能够欢喜快乐的，超越的观念，欢喜快乐的来接受主耶稣给我们要经历的这些比较辛苦的事情。
As a matter of fact, we could transcend above it all and actually be happy and joyful to face these afflictions.
我们来读第五节，三章
verse five.
三章五节，Bruce， 王执事，请你读。
好，第五节。为此，我既不能再忍，就打发人去，要晓得你们的信心如何，恐怕那诱惑人的。到底诱惑了你们，叫我们的劳苦归于徒然。
哇，他真的忍不住啊，这个爱心啊，这个爱心忍不住哈，就打发提摩太去啊，要晓得他们信心怎么样。
Paul loved them so much he could no longer bear it, so he sent Timothy to learn about their faith.
免得呢，那个诱惑人的到底啊，诱惑你们的哈，那么诱惑人的到。到底诱惑了你们，叫我们的劳苦就白白白白受苦传福音给你们了。
He said he was anxious that somehow the tempter had tempted you and that our labor would be in vain.
那个诱惑人的是谁啊？
Who is the tempter?
你可能会想当时代那些逼迫他们的，或者是甚至有可能有人会传假福音给他们的。
You may think they're the persecutors or those who are preaching false gospel.
但是我们要不要忘了后面那一只手？我们看马太福音四章三节。
But let's remember there's another entity behind it. Let's turn to Matthew.
四章三节。
Chapter 4, verse 3.
四章三节，我们请 Hannah.H-A-N-N-A-H. Hello. You need to turn on your microphone. Hannah, your microphone. 好，没有是吧？Lin Chen.您
我在那一次是吧？
好啊好啊，我忘了教过你了，在那一次，对不起。
好 ，OK， 第五第几节？
四章三节，四章马太福音四章三节。
哦，是马太福音呢。马太，那我要找一下。四章三节 ，OK。OK， 马太福音四章三节
、
第四章第三节 OK， 那试探人的近前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
那这个试探人的是谁呢？您确
撒旦。
对啊，好，那你再回来看，我们再回来看帖撒罗迦前书三章，那个引诱人，你读 Rhema 那个原文其实跟这个试探是同一个字了。
So the tempter in the first Thessalonians is the same word as the tempter here in Matthew.
所以真的，后面的有一个要打击我们的魔鬼，要把我们信仰打垮。
So the devil wants to attack and destroy our faith.
Yeah. 有时候患难神允许撒旦来攻击我们。
Sometimes God will allow the devil to attack us.
所以保罗身上的刺保罗说这是撒旦的差役，这个刺是撒旦的差役。
So when Paul described the thorn in his body, he talks about the messenger of God.
所以今天
呢 messenger of the devil, sorry.
今天我们这个在信仰过程当中，我们也要小心由撒旦而来的诱惑了。
Today in our journey of faith, we also need to watch out for the temptation from the devil.
我跟大家讲过，你们这些老朋友，我讲过一些我个人的一些事情嘛。
Because you are my friends, I have shared some personal experience with you.
就是以前我在伯恩教会的时候有一次祷告会那我在讲台面前帮忙按手祷告。
One time in Bowen Park Church during a prayer session, I was helping to lay hand on the members.
那其中有一位姐妹，她以前就是护鬼，最后来信得到平安的。
One of the sisters praying was somebody who used to be possessed by demon, and she was cured when she came to believe.
那祷告会结束，他来跟我说
at the end of the prayer, she came and told me.
传道，你刚刚在帮人家按手的时候，我在灵里面看到有三只蛇跟着你在跑。
She said that when you were laying hand on people, in the spirit, I saw three snakes following you.
那时候有一条比另外两条大很多。
That one of the snakes was a lot bigger than the other two.
说实话，当时我听的时候，心里都有点毛毛的。
To tell you the truth, my heart was scared when I heard that vision.
这三条蛇其实就是撒旦诱惑耶稣、诱惑夏娃的那三种伎俩。
These three snakes represent the three tactics that Satan tempted Jesus and tempted Eve.
就是眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、今生的骄傲。
Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life.
所以我们每个人，包括我在内，我们都要很小心，免得那个诱惑人的诱惑了我们。
All of us must be careful, including myself, so that we will not be tempted by the tempter.
那这个魔鬼也可能借着苦难让我们来跌倒。
Sometimes the devil will try to trip us up by these afflictions.
那这样保罗他们的劳苦就徒然了哈。
If that's the case, then Paul's labor will be in vain.
但是二章一节说，我们晓得我们进到你们那里并不是徒然的，不会啦，不会空空的。我们呢，终究会结果子的，你们终究要站立得稳的。
But chapter 2 verse 1, Paul says that our work in you is not in vain. He was very confident that they will be established and they will be able to stand firm.
所以哦，我们这个患难哦，也可能使工人的劳苦归于徒然哦。
So a potential outcome of this affliction is that the labor of the workers may end up in vain.
我们说过了，就像你们是神所建造的房子，火一定会来，火就是预表这些不好的事情，这些灾难啊，这些诱惑啦，困难啦。
The scripture says that we are like the buildings of the workers, and fire will come. Fire represents afflictions and sufferings.
Yeah. 保罗说他们的劳苦没有归于徒然呢，因为弟兄姐妹在苦难当中可以站立得稳呢。
Paul says that their labor was not in vain because the brothers and sisters can stand firm in times of suffering.
所以十九节说，你们在主面前可以站立得稳了哈。二章十九节，所以保罗他们就很喜乐哈。
And so in chapter 2, verse 19 says that you're able to stand firm. That is why you have become our joy.
这个是保罗传道的好榜样，就是自己没办法也可以差遣同工去理解教会的情况。
So this is an example that Paul left behind, that even though he cannot go there himself, he's able to send a worker to help the ministry.
那提摩太报回来好消息。
Timothy brought back good reports.
这个好消息就是他们有信心有爱心，又纪念保罗他们这些工人，很想见他们。
The good news is that they have good faith and good love, and they also long to see Paul.
那个我刚刚好像Hannah 想要读是吗？好像可以请 Hannah 来读吗？三章的六节。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 6.
在吗？你的名字为什么跑掉了？跑去哪里了？你出去了吗？没有看到他的名字。我应该找一个 coordinator 来帮我叫人读，免得我一天到晚在找人。三章六节，不然请 Mikia， M-I-K-K-A， Mika， 哦 ，Mika and Liz， 哦 ，brother Lee 是吧 ？Mika 是吗？哦，是不是？三章六节，是不是叫错了？Hello. 来 ，Hello. 来，没有人吗？那没有人，我自己读三章六节。但提摩太刚才从你们那里回来，将你们信心和爱心的好消息报给我们，又说你们常常纪念我们。切切的想见我们，如同我们想见你们一样。那个你没有打开影像，我看不到你，不晓得你到底是不是溜掉了，我都不知道。对不起，好像这样没有关系了。好，这边提到说提摩太刚刚回来，把你们的信心跟爱心告诉我们了。
Here it says that Timothy has come back and told us about the good news of your faith and love.
Yeah.我读到这一节，我突然有个很深的感受。我发觉到我在关心信徒，我说是你们当中都 很在关心教会的，请问你们怎么关心信徒？
When I read this verse, I had this reflection. I wonder, how do you show your care for the members?
我记得我们常常为那个生病的祷告啦，为这个 pandemic 没有失业的祷告啦，为人家的孩子祷告啦，我们好像跟弟兄姐妹相处所关心的常常是肉体层面的这部分。
We often pray for members who are sick, who lost their job, pray for their children, for the pandemic. We often pray only at the material level.
结果提摩太回来也没有说，哦，你看他们现在都没有逼迫了哦，他们大家都有饭吃哦，生活都很平安哦，没有，不是啊，他是将他们的信心跟爱心啊，这个的好消息，就是说这个教会，无论物质怎么样哦，他们的灵性依然坚强啊。
But you see, Timothy's report did not talk about any of this material conditions, but rather that their faith and love has increased.
所以我觉得我们关心弟兄姐妹的方向是不是要稍微再变化一下？
It makes me wonder whether or not we should care for our brothers and sisters from a different dimension.
如果一个人有信心，像芥菜种一样，他可以移山倒海，对不对？
If someone has faith, even if that is as small as a mustard seed, then they can move mountain.
那请问他有什么困难，神不没有办法帮助他呢？
Then what trouble would he has that God would not be able to help?
那一个人如果有爱心，那这个是这个是爱诫命的总纲啊。他可以爱神爱人，他守的诫命，他在神面前不是丰盛的吗？
If somebody has love and love is a conclusion of all laws, then he is able to love God and love men.
所以给我的学习就是。我们要更加的关心他们属灵层面的程度。
So what I learned from this is that we need to care more about their spiritual dimension, their spiritual conditions.
那以下保罗他们对这个信息的反应，你就发觉到他们真的有父母的心肠了。
And if you see Paul's reaction to this good news, you can see that he really cares for them as parents.
他们所以第七节，我来看，我请这个我看得到。影像的来读好了哈。
7，
琼山姐妹，请你读3:7。麦克风没开，我听到你嘴巴在，看到你嘴巴在动。
所以弟兄们，我们在一切困苦患难之中，因着你们的信心，就得了安慰。
哦，保罗的安慰来自于。他们有信心啊。
Paul received comfort because of their faith.
而且他是在患难当中呢，因着教会的信心得安慰啊。
In fact, it was in Paul's own distress and affliction that he received comfort because of the faith the church has displayed.
来，琼山姐妹是老信徒，来，你来谈谈保罗有什么患难呢？麦克风。
保罗患难，保罗被打、被关、
yeah.
被逼迫、
yeah.
被冤枉。
好，谢谢。Yeah. 被打好几次，被石头丢、在海里面、等等，谢谢。感谢主。那、所以呢，他在患难当中，因着看到他所照顾的、孩子啊，或是信徒啦、能够持续、有信心、真的好高兴呢。
Paul was extremely joyful, even though he was in distress, because he saw the growth of the members that he pastored.
不要说信徒了，你们家后院如果有种菜，有一株菜快死了，可是你很用心把它救活了，你也会很安慰啊。你光关心你的菜园，菜园长得好，你都很安慰了啦。更何况你所关心这个是有生命力的弟兄姐妹呢。
If you take even your own garden, for example, if you're able to save a plant, you will be very confident and joyful.
我们弟兄姐妹很多人有孩子，有时候你看到孩子成长，虽然你是第一代移民，你是牺牲这一代，成全下一代， 那你看到他们有信心有爱心信仰能够进步真的你在患难当中你就得到安慰。
Many of us are immigrants, we have children, and we work very hard. If we see the growth of our children in their faith and love, then we are very comforted.
所以有时候你真的会被你的孩子感动啊，因为他们真的长大了。
We will be touched by our own children because they have grown up.
你们可能听过我讲这个故事啊。
I might have shared the story with you already.
我有一次在 Tampa 生病嘛哦。
Once I became sick in Tampa.
我的两个孩子呢，其实我那个 hotel 跟 Disneyland 乐园的票都已经买好了，因为想说他们呀，毕业典礼都没有参加，都帮我们搬家，因为七月份我们存到调动嘛。他们两个，一个是高中毕业，一个是大学毕业，都没有参加毕业典礼，帮我们搬家。我心里感动，就说好。谢谢你们，所以呢，两张，包括我三张迪士尼乐园的票，还有 hotel。
Because they had to miss their own graduation because we were transferring to the East Coast, I decided to take them to Disney World, including myself, the three of us. We bought the tickets and got the hotel ready.
想不到我生病了。
But unfortunately, I feel ill.
不能去了。
And I could not go.
那就。就说你们去就好了，我不用去，我没办法去。
So I told them, go ahead without me.
他们就是不去啊，就是待在教会。It's like Florida, 帮爸爸生病祷告。
But neither one of them wanted to go without me. Instead, they stayed behind in church to pray for me.
那个时候我们在 Tampa 离那个迈阿密大概开车四个小时嘛。我记得迈阿密当时那个学生的小朋友好多。我们有一个学生的布道会，我又没有办法去布道。
Tampa was about 4 hours away from Miami, where there is a student spiritual convocation with many children.
我没有办法去，我说女儿啊，那你去帮爸爸布道。
I could not go, so I said to my daughter, could you go on my behalf?
她真的去，她真的也布道。
She went for me and she evangelized for me.
我忘了问那个何姐妹她布道的怎么样了。我的意思说，当你看到孩子长大了，他们真的有信心有爱心，你会觉得说，真的很感谢他们长大了。
What I'm trying to say is that your heart will be truly thankful and confident when you see your children grow up in faith and in love.
那保罗说他又活了，他又活了。
And Paul says that we live.
第八节
Verse 8.
希拉念听你读。
第八节 For now we live, if you stand fast in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. 我们靠我们你们若靠主站立得稳，我们就活了。这个意思就是说，如果你们没有靠主站立得稳，我们真的会难过到死。
In other words, Paul is saying, if you do not stand fast in faith, then we will be so sorrowful to the point of death.
所以我们多么希望我们弟兄姐妹能够靠主站立得稳啊。
How much we all wish our brothers and sisters could stand fast in faith.
就是我们观察到一个很奇怪的现象，就是这个弟兄明明是这个很热心，常常聚会，很有爱心，常常带领这个青年出去活动。怎么过了几年在教会消失掉了呢？
Sometimes we see this strange phenomenon. For example, a brother who's very fervent, who does a lot of church work and lead the youth group, so suddenly they leave the church.
那你会知道这个爱心要那个根基啊，一定要在主耶稣的道理，主耶稣本身身上。如果爱心只是觉得说，我只是没有信心做基础，有时候你这个爱啊。
So what we learn is that love must be founded on the truth. It has to be deeply rooted in faith. Otherwise, the love can be transient.
或者有一天还是会随流失去了。
One day it may get lost.
Yeah, 我最感动就是说他活了，他活了。
I was very touched when Paul says, we live.
有一次我问一个曾经当过传道的工人，我问他说你好不好，
Once I asked a worker who has been a pastor, I asked
him,
how are you?
我到现在都还记得。
And I still remember his response.
他说, 你好, 我就好, 你不好, 我就不好。
He said, if you're well, then I am well. If you're not well, then I'm not well.
真的呢, 当时我听不懂, 你到底在讲什么啊?
At that time, I have no idea what he was talking about.
其实就是这句话, 如果我们好, 工人就喜乐了, 工人就活了, 工人就得安慰了。
But actually, he was talking about this verse. When the members are doing well, that the workers are encouraged and they're alive.
第九节, 我们来读第九节。 另外一个, Boston 的 Priscilla Lin, 第九节, 3章9节。
我们在神面前因着你们神甚是喜乐, 为这一切的喜乐, 可用何等的感谢为你们报答神呢?
哇, 很喜乐, 因为你们这样, 我们感到很喜乐。
We are so joyful because of your faith.
啊, 我们先到这里, 我们等一下再来谈, 啊, 报答神的, 啊, 的这个感受, 啊, 我们一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
好, 那我们再回到这个保罗的反应, 他, 我们刚刚提的说, 患难中安慰又活了，很喜乐。最后呢，他竟然是因为他们的这个反应呢，感谢神啊，那不晓得怎么样来报答神呢？要为要为你们啊，要用什么样的感谢来为你们报答神呢？哇，这是何等的情操哦！不是神对我有好处，我来报答神，是因为我爱你们，那你们受蒙神的恩惠，我怎么样来报答神呢？
So here, Paul has what a wonderful feeling. He said he feels indebted to God to return something to God because the members have grown.
那我们再读一次哈, 啊, 第三章第九节。
Let's read this again, chapter 3, verse 9.
来, 大卫, 大卫, 嗯, 儿子是神学生的大卫, 来, 请你读。 王, 大卫王, 对。
我们在神面前因着你们甚是喜乐, 为这一切喜乐可用何等的感谢为你们报答神呢?
哇, 真的是何等的情操, 何等的工人。
Paul is really a wonderful worker.
哎, 啊, 我们, 所以保罗说, 你们是我们的喜乐, 我们的荣耀, 哦, 你们在这么困难当中呢, 能够保守信仰, 我们是何等的感谢, 何等的喜乐。
Paul says, you are my joy and my glory. You're able to withstand such an affliction, and we are so thankful.
Yeah. 通常我们得到恩典会想要报答神嘛, 对不对?
Usually when we receive some blessing from God, we want to repay God.
我听过两个见证哦, 都是觉得自己的命是神借给他们的, 所以他们要为神来活。
I have heard two testimonies where people, they feel that God saved their life and therefore they now want to live for God.
一个姐妹她手术之后,她已经感到那个身上冰冷了,从脚一直冷上来,她觉得冷到心脏啊,她就走了。One
sister at the end of her surgery felt a coldness from her feet traveling up to her heart and she was about to leave her body.
感受很清楚,就是神又把生命借给她了,又给她活过来。
But she felt very vividly that God has given her back her life.
那从今以后,她觉得活着不再是为自己活,要为那个替她死而复活的主来活。
From then on, she will no longer live for herself, but to live for the one who died for her and was raised again.
但是你们当中谁因为某一位弟兄姐妹,甚至自己的儿女,看到他们的长进, 你奉献你全身,奉献不要说全身啊,奉献一千块。
How many of you have offered $1,000 because you saw the growth of your children?
你因为你的孩子这么好,你真的感谢神,要来报答神。
Because you see the goodness in your children, you want to repay God.
你心里会想,我儿子自己要去报答神啊,对不对? 尤其是其他的弟兄姐妹,干我什么关系? 他自己要去报答,跟我有什么关系呢?
Wouldn't you think that whoever received the blessing should be the person to repay God? What does that matter to me?
Yeah, 但是呢, 保罗是, 可用何等的感谢为你们报答神呢？哇，何等的感谢。
But here, Paul's thinking about repaying God out of thanksgiving because of the members.
啊，第十节他又提到想见面呢。
Verse 10, he talks about wanting to see them again.
啊，我们来读十节、十一节。
Let's read verses 10 to 11.
有缘请你读，我看到你了。十节、十一节。啊，你麦克风没有打开，叫游言吗？余言，余言，讲错了。
三章十节十一节
哈、
十节十一节，我们昼夜切切的祈求要见你们的面，补满你们信心的不足。愿神，我们的神，我们的主耶稣，一直引领我们到你们那里去。
呀。其实这一段这个提摩太前书你来找一找另外一个功课好不好，他提到想见他们的面到底提到几次啊？
Let me give you another homework. How many times did Paul mention that he wants to see the members in this book?
所以、哦、你要常常跟弟兄姐妹微信一下、哦、要 FaceTime 一下，要见面啊，不是光听声音哦。FaceTime 一下。
It's important for you to WeChat them or to FaceTime them so you can see them face to face, not only to by text.
让我们的喜乐可以满足啊。
So that joy may be full.
其实我也是哈，我自己听课的时候，我好像我很希望不要开麦克风，因为我做什么不要被你们偷偷看到嘛，对不对？可是呢，我讲课的时候又希望你们开麦克风，因为圣经说啊，厌见你的啊，希望见你的面，你的面貌秀美，希望听你的声音，你的声音柔和啊。哎，
If I'm the student, I also would be inclined not to turn on my video, but as a speaker, I wish you all turn on your video. The Bible says, to see your face is beautiful, to hear your voice is gentle.
这句话很好的，我们来读一下好不好？
Let's turn to this verse.
如果有感动，你就把麦克风开起来。
If you're touched by this verse, go ahead and turn on your video now.
我们来看这个，雅歌哦。
This is in the Song of Solomon.
诗篇箴言传道书雅歌，好，雅歌，你的面貌秀美。我们来读第二章，第十四节。
Chapter 2, verse 14.
来 ，Terence， 听你读，二章十四节。Terence Wang， 呀。
雅歌二章十四节，我的鸽子啊，你在磐石穴中，在陡岩的隐蔽处，求你容我得见你的面貌，得听你的声音，因为你的声音柔和，你的面貌秀美。
啊，所以我很喜欢这句话，尤其在我上课的时候，当然，如果我听课的时候，我就故意没有看到这句话就是了。
I like this verse a lot, especially when I'm the one speaking.
Yeah, 他说，求你容我得见你的面貌，得听你的声音，因为你的声音柔和，你的面貌秀美。
Here it says that your voice is sweet and your face is lovely.
好，这是保罗对信徒的期待啦。
This is the longing Paul has for the members.
Yeah, 那其实哈，有时候见面真的很重要，见面三分情啊。
Actually, it is very important to have FaceTime.
我们这个 pandemic 哦，大家都要距离六尺，大家都不让别人看自己的面，因为大家都要封口封鼻嘛。
Because of the pandemic, we have social distancing. We all have to wear a mask so we don't get to see each other's face.
你们这些我们这些台湾来的老信徒，你不晓得记不记得李思科？
For members from Taiwan, do you remember Mr.
李斯科？我现在喜欢戴帽子、啊、然后又封口啊，就觉得自己越来越像李斯科。
Mr. Lee, I think he's a criminal. I think he covers his face.
那这个因为这样子哈、哦，因为这样距离的感觉，其实呢，真的我们能够见面，能够在一起，其实真的可以彼此扶持、彼此、沟通谈天团气， 这是一件喜乐的事情。
It is truly a joyful thing for us to be able to get together to encourage another, one another and to fellowship.
那保罗更重要的一件事，第十节说呢，可以补满你们信心的不足。
But in verse 10, Paul says that one of the reasons so that we could supply you what you're lacking.
那请问一下，工人用什么方法补满我们弟兄姐妹信心的不足？
Let me ask you, what can a worker give to the church, the believers and the members to supply their lacking?
来，齐平，我看到你了。你怎么样来补满阿根廷教会弟兄姐妹信心的不足？你已经见到他们了，你怎么样做来补满他们信心的不足？你的麦克风没开，齐平。
我个人觉得自我的成长再来关怀他们才有。
啊，谢谢哈。那保罗已经在主里面成长了嘛哈。那假设你也成长了，那你怎么做来补满弟兄姐妹信心的不足？你刚刚提到关怀，有没有具体的做法？
What is a concrete way to show your care for the members?
其实我们能做的就是祷告了，交托给神了，
帮弟兄姐妹祷告，很好、哦、所以保罗常常这一篇里面有很多的代祷。
To pray for the brothers and sisters, and Paul has many examples of praying for the members.
那其实我、另外一个我觉得就是说，像为什么我们一定要去阿根廷帮助教会呢？虽然像疫情，那我们去、当然借着面对面可以分享道理，分享恩典、那像保罗他一定可以自己能够有一个好的榜样让信徒来学习。
Why do we take the time during pandemic to go to Argentina, for example? In addition to being able to communicate face to face, Paul himself sets a good example for the members.
所以我们为人代祷按手祷告，比如说见面才有办法按手嘛，对不对、哦啊、比如说呀，那个或是讲台一篇信息、或者是因为你的代祷按手、带来他们带来神给他们恩惠、
By seeing them in person, we could pray for them, lay hand on them, we could encourage them through a sermon.
那就像耶稣基督给我们的耶稣这个
传报，对不起，没有听到。
就像圣经上说，恩典从摩西来，这个对不起，律法从摩西来，恩典跟真理从耶稣来。
Just like the Bible said, the law came through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus.
我们工人带给信徒信心增长，就是。我们带来的真理跟恩典、如果主与我们同在、我们带去的不只是真理，因为真理所产生的恩典。
So as a worker of God, if God abides with us, what we can bring the members is not only the truth, but we can bring grace that comes along with the truth.
那我们下个、那我们再来读三章的十二节。
Let's continue to read chapter 3 verse 12.
黎美音 ，and 黎美啊，这个 M E I E N， 这个怎么中文怎么发音呢？还是广东话怎么发音？
美恩，
美恩，好，
十二节是不是？
对。
那耶稣圣灵读经，又愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心，并爱众人的心，都能增长充足，如同我们爱你们一样。感谢神。
三节，继续。
好使你们当我们主耶稣同他众圣徒来的时候，在我们父神面前心里坚固，成为圣洁，无可责备。感谢神。
我们好，所以呢，我去你们那边啊，叫主的愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心跟爱众人的心都可以增长。
Verse 12. May the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all.
Yeah. 我一直觉得爱是有一个次序的，有一个 priority， 有一个层次的。
I always think that love has a certain priority.
我自己对圣经的理解呢，爱要从家里开始。
My personal understanding from the Bible is that you need to begin to love your own family members first.
如果人不照顾自己的亲属，是比不信的人都还不如了。
If you do not take care of your own family members, then you're worse than the unbelievers.
所以在疫情当中，有的我们亲近的直系血亲，我们生活有困难，我们如果知道不可以闭着眼睛，
especially during the pandemic, if our own family members or relatives are in trouble, we should not turn a blind eye, but we should reach out and help them.
那再来就是我们教会，我们同样有一位天父，这是第二层。
The next layer, or next priority, is our church members.
你看犹太人，他们同一个国家的人，他们那个割麦子，角落不能割，麦子掉了不能捡，这个都是考虑到穷人的需要。
For example, the Jews, when they're harvesting, they would leave behind some crops on purpose to help the poor.
那我们每个教会都有爱心基金，在 pandemic 当中呢，我也注意到很多同龄，就特别关爱东部的教会信徒。
During the pandemic, we see many brothers and sisters make special donation to a charity fund in the churches in the East Coast.
这是神所悦纳的。
This is something pleasing to God.
所以他这边提到说呢，这个相爱，彼此相爱就是主内嘛，还有如果你还有力量也要爱众人，所以有的弟兄姐妹他们真的资源丰富，他们就办孤儿院或办养老院来回馈社会。
Here Paul says to love one another, which refers to church members, and to love for all, that means all people. So if you have the resources, you could also consider doing charitable work in the community.
我刚说的有的人，他办孤儿院跟养老院。
Some people will have orphanage or elderly homes.
那这个是我们教会长老他们的有的这样做了。
This is something some of the elders in our church have done.
那保罗很知道自己对他们的爱，你们的爱可以一起增长，像什么？像我爱你们一样，这个是对自己爱的肯定了。
Here, Paul has a confirmation of his own love. He says, you ought to love one another as I love you.
我一直想主耶稣说，你们要纪念我的死。
I always think that Jesus says, you should do this in remembrance of me. Remember my death.
我一直在想一个问题，我要死的时候，我到底要找几个人跟他们讲说，你要纪念我的死。
I sometimes think, when I die, who should I tell this to remember my death?
我想了半天，大概只有两个人，一个是我儿子，一个是我女儿。
I can only think of two people. That's my son and my daughter.
因为我觉得我真的是全心全意，我很有 confidence， 我很自信，就是说我真的爱他们。
Because I'm full of confidence that I truly, truly love them
from my heart. 对，我敢这样要求啊。
So, therefore, I'm confident, I'm able to confidently ask him to do that.
那耶稣敢要求信他的人要纪念他，因为他真的为爱我们到死的地步。
Jesus loved us until the end, until death. Therefore, he asked us to remember his death.
那保罗自己也很对自己的爱很有信心啊。
Paul was also very confident about his love for the members.
真的，他跟我们前读到的，我们。愿意将福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们了。
Paul said he longs to give the gospel to the members, even to the point of giving up his own life.
这个有点讲得太远了。那个性命，哇，其实我们这个时代，没有机会为弟兄姐妹来死，也没有机会为主耶稣来死。
Actually, in this day and age, we find it very, there's no, almost no opportunity to die for Jesus or die for our members.
如果你听到这个道理感动，就多打几通电话就好了，真的。
If you are moved and touched by this message, I just encourage you to pick up the phone and call, make more phone calls.
我们在美国大家都很重视隐私，也觉得好像不太喜欢被打扰。
In America, we all emphasize on our own personal privacy. We don't like to receive unsolicited phone calls.
所以有时候我们在教会服侍久了哈，就觉得说，啊，不要打扰人家啦，那个，呀，那个人家说不定会觉得很烦呢。
So sometimes we may not feel compelled to call people without and we worry that they may not welcome it.
你会不会觉得我们这个时代真的越来越冷，人的距离真的越来越远？甚至工人有时候也给我们很多空间隐私，好像有问题你也不会再去找工人了。反正，工人也重视你的隐私，那你有隐私也不想让工人知道，所以呢，这个成为一个相当冷漠的世界。一直有时候在神的家，有时候这个变成一种常态的。
In this day and age, people value their own privacy, and the church workers also respect your privacy, and so people become more and more distant, and their hearts become colder.
其实这样子怎么彼此相爱呢？
But how do you love one another this way?
我自己也要被提醒了，您也可能也要被提醒，我们齁，呀，我们，呀，我们在爱心都要常常以为亏欠了。
We all need to be reminded, myself included, that we are in debt to this love.
罗马书十三章八节说，凡事不可以亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠。
Romans chapter 8 verse 13 says that we should not be in debt to anyone for anything except in love.
因为爱人啊，就完全了律法。
Because love fulfills the whole law.
那当然他盼望天堂可以再见到信徒，所以呢他这边说，因为你们爱心充足，信心充足了哈，因为我去帮补你们的爱心嘛，那又帮助你们的信心嘛，那这样子呢，主跟他众圣徒来的时候，十三节哈，你们可以成为圣洁，无可指责啊，大家可以在灵里相会。
So verse 13, Paul says that now that you're established in your faith and love.We hope to see gather in heaven again when you are blameless in holiness.
这是第三章，我们来看第四章。
Let's now move on to chapter four.